اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء وبقوتك التي قهرت بها كل شيء وخضع لها كل شيء وذل لها كل شيء وبجبروتك التي غلبت بها كل شيء وبعزتك التي لا يقوم لها شيء وبعظمتك التي ملأت كل شيء وبسلطانك الذي على كل شيء وبوجهك الباقي بعد فناء كل شيء وبأسمائك التي ملأت أركان كل شيء وبعلمك الذي أحاط بكل شيء وبنور وجهك الذي أضاء له كل شيء. يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تهتك العصام اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل النقام. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تغير النعام. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تحبس الدعاء. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل البلاء. اللهم اغفر لي كل ذنب أذنبته وكل خطيئة أخطأتها. اللهم إني أتقرب إليك بذكرك وأستشفع بك إلى نفسك، وأسألك بجودك أن تدنيني من قربك، وأن توزعني شكرك، وأن تلهمني ذكرك. اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع، أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا وفي جميع الأحوال متواضعا. اللهم وأسألك سؤال من اشتدت فاقته وأنزل بك عند الشدائد حاجته وعظم فيما عندك رغبته. اللهم عظم سلطانك وعلى مكانك، وخفي مكروبك وظهر أمرك وغلب قهرك وجرت قدرتك، ولا يمكن الفرار من حكومتك. اللهم لا أجد لذنوبي غافرا ولا لقبائحي ساترا ولا لشيء من عملي القبيح بالحسن مبدلا غيرك. لا إله إلا أنت، سبحانك وبحمدك، ظلمت نفسي ظلمت نفسي ظلمت نفسي وتجرأت بجهلي وسكنت إلى قديم ذكرك لي ومنك علي. اللهم مولاي، كم من قبيح سترت وكم من فادح من البلاء أقلت، وكم من عثار وقيت، وكم من مكروه دفعت، وكم من ثناء جميل لست أهلا له نشرت. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد أملي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها ونطالي. يا سيدي، فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي، ولا تفضحني بخفي ما اطلعت عليه من سري، ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملت في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي. وكن اللهم بعزتك لي في كل الأحوال رؤوفا وعلي في جميع الأمور عطوفا. إلهي وربي من لي غيرك أسأله كشف ضري والنظر في أمري. إلهي ومولاي أجريت علي حكما اتبعت فيه هوى نفسي ولم أحترس فيه من تزيين عدوي، فغرني بما أهوى وأسعده على ذلك القضاء، فتجاوزت بما جرى علي من ذلك بعض حدودك وخالفت بعض أوامرك، فلك الحمد علي في جميع ذلك، ولا حجة لي فيما جرى علي في قضاءك، وألزمني حكمك وبلاؤك. وقد أتيتك يا إلهي بعد تقصيري وإسرافي على نفسي معتذرا نادما منكسرا مستقيلا مستغفرا منيبا مقرا مذعنا معترفا لا أجد مفرا مما كان مني ولا مفزعا أتوجه إليه في أمري غير قبولك عذري وإدخالك إياي في سعة رحمتك. اللهم فاقبل عذري وارحم شدة ضري وفكني من شد وثاقي. يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني ورقة جلدي ودقة عظمي. يا من بدأ خلقي وذكري وتربيتي وبري وتغذيتي، هبني لابتداء كرمك وسالف برك بي يا إلهي وسيدي وربي. أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعد من طوى عليه قلبي من معرفتك ولهج به لساني من ذكرك واعتقده ضميري من حبك وبعد صدق اعترافي ودعائي خاضعا لربوبيتك؟ هيهات أنت أكرم من أن تضيع من ربيت أو تبعد من أذنيت أو تشرد من آويت أو تسلم إلى البلاء من كفيته ورحمته. وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدا وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقا وبشكرك مادحا وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققا وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة، وعلى جوانح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة، وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنا ما هكذا الظن بك، ولا أخبرنا بفضلك عنك يا كريم يا رب، وأنت تعلم ضعفي عن قليل من بلاء الدنيا وعقوباتها وما يجري فيها من المكاره على أهلها، على أن ذلك بلاء ومكروه، قليل مكثوه، يسير بقاؤه، قصير مدته، فكيف احتمالي لبلاء الآخرة وجليل وقوع المكاره فيها، وهو بلاء تطول مدته ويدوم مقامه ولا يخفف عن أهله، لأنه لا يكون إلا عن غضبك وانتقامك وسخطك، وهذا ما لا تقوم له السماوات والأرض يا سيدي، فكيف لي وأنا عبدك الضعيف الذليل الحقير المسكين المستكين؟ يا إلهي وربي وسيدي ومولاي، لأي الأمور إليك أشكو، ولما منها ضج وأبكي، لأليم العذاب وشدته أم لطول البلاء ومدته؟ فلئن صيرتني للعقوبات مع أعدائك وجمعت بيني وبين أهل بلائك وفرقت بيني وبين أحبائك وأوليائك، فهبني يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي وربي، صبرت على عذابك فكيف أصبر على فراقك؟ وهبني صبرت على حر نارك فكيف أصبر عن النظر إلى كرامتك؟ أم كيف أسكن في النار ورجائي عفوك؟ فبعزتك يا سيدي ومولاي أقسم صادقا، لئن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج الآملين، ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين، ولأبكين عليك بكاء الفاقدين، ولأنادينك أين كنت يا ولي المؤمنين، يا غاية آمال العارفين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حبيب قلوب الصادقين، ويا إله العالمين. أفتراك سبحانك يا إلهي وبحمدك تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته وذاق طعم عذابها بمعصيته وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته، وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمتك ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك، يا مولاي فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك؟ أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك؟ أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تعلم تسمع صوته وترى مكانه؟ أم كيف يشتمل عليه زفيرها وأنت تعلم ضعفه؟ أم كيف يتقلقل بين أطباقها وأنت تعلم صدقه؟ أم كيف تزجره زبانيتها وهو يناديك يا رب؟ أم كيف يرجو فضلك في عتقه منها فتتركه فيها؟ هيهات، ما ذلك الظن بك؟ ولا المعروف من فضلك، ولا مشبه لما عاملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك. فباليقين أقطع لولا ما حكمت به من تعذيب جاحديك وقضيت به من إخلاد معانديك، لجعلت النار كلها بردا وسلاما، وما كان لأحد فيها مقرا ولا مقاما. لكنك تقدست أسماؤك، أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين، من الجنة والناس أجمعين، وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين، وأن تجل ثناؤك. قلت مبتدئا وتطولت بالإنعام متكرما، أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوون؟ إلهي وسيدي، فأسألك بالقدرة التي قدرتها وبالقضية التي حتمتها وحكمتها وغلبت من عليه أجريتها، أن تهب لي في هذه الليلة وفي هذه الساعة كل جرم أجرمته، وكل ذنب أذنبته، وكل قبيح أسررته، وكل جهل عملته، كتمته أو أعلنته، أخفيته أو أظهرته، وكل سيئة أمرت بإثباتها الكرام الكاتبين الذين وكلتهم بحفظ ما يكون مني، وجعلتهم شهودا علي مع جوارحي، وكنت أنت الرقيب علي من ورائهم والشاهد لما خفي عنهم، وبرحمتك أخفيت وبفضلك سترت، وأن توفر حظي من كل خير أنزلت أو إحسان فضلت أو بر نشرت أو رزق بسطت أو ذنب تغفره أو خطأ تستره. يا ربي يا ربي يا رب، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب. يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي، يا من بيده ناصيتي، يا عليما بضري ومسكنتي، يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي. يا ربي يا ربي يا رب، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب. أسألك بحقك وقدسك وأعظم صفاتك وأسمائك أن تجعل أوقاتي من الليل والنهار بذكرك معمورا وبخدمتك موصولا وأعمالي عندك مقبولة حتى تكون أعمالي وأورادي كلها وردا واحدا وحالي في خدمتك سرمدا. يا سيدي يا من عليه معولي يا من إليه شكوت أحوالي يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب قوي على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين وأسرع إليك في البارزين وأشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين وأدنو منك دنو المخلصين وأخافك مخافة الموقنين وأجتمع في جوارك مع المؤمنين. اللهم ومن أرادني بسوء فأريد ومن كادني فكيد واجعلني من أحسن عبيدك نصيبا عندك وأقربهم منزلة منك وأخصهم زلفة لديك فإنه لا ينال ذلك إلا بفضلك وجد لي بجودك وأعطف علي بمجدك واحفظني برحمتك واجعل لساني بذكرك لهجا وقلبي بحبك متيما ومن علي بحسن إجابتك وأقلني عثرتي واغفر زلتي فإنك قضيت على عبادك بعبادتك وأمرتهم بدعائك وضمنت لهم الإجابة فإليك يا ربي نصبت وجهي وإليك يا ربي مددت يدي فبعزتك استجب لي دعائي وبلغني مناي ولا تقطع من فضلك رجائي واكفني شر الجن والإنس من أعدائي يا سريع الرضا يا سريع الرضا يا سريع الرضا اغفر لمن لا يملك إلا الدعاء فإنك فعال لما تشاء يا من اسمه دواء وذكره شفاء وطاعته غناء ارحم من رأس ماله الرجاء وسلاحه البكاء يا سابغ النعم يا دافع النقام يا نور المستوحشين في الظلام يا عالم لا يعلم صل على محمد وآل محمد وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله وصلى الله على رسوله والأئمة الميامين من آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، بعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran repeats many times in different ways that if you are thankful for the blessings that He has given you, then He will increase those blessings. And if you are not thankful, in عذابي لشديد, in one instance He says that there is going to be عذاب, there will be retribution for a person not being thankful. So this is repeated. We always need to remind ourselves, remind each other to be thankful. And being thankful starts with recognition of the blessings and the recognition of those blessings being from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We always have plenty of blessings. There's never a time, even the most difficult and most dire of needs that we feel we are in, lack of everything you can imagine, we are still being showered by divine mercy. Problem is, we're not noticing them. So recognition of the blessing is very important. One of the problems that happens, one of the things that shaitan tries to do in many ways, is for us to not notice the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And a certain condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us through, that's part of the test. Meaning God creates an environment where you are so focused on the difficulty, on the hardship, on the lack of certain things, the lack of resources, lack of health, lack of whatever it is, the absence of certain things that we were otherwise used to or in need of, and we're usually getting, and when we don't get it, we're so focused and consumed by that, that we're not able, we can't look around us and notice all the blessings that are around. And as it has been mentioned, and I mention it mainly for myself to be reminded, because I make this mistake many times. And that is that even taking away certain things, whatever it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away, is also a blessing from Him. That itself, not the other things that are around. Even the absence of health, the absence of funds, the absence of whatever it is, whatever we identify as loss, that is a loss from one aspect. It's a blessing from another aspect. Recognition of these blessings is very important. Very important. And the recognition that they're from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we see what we have, the things that we do enjoy, that are pleasant, and they are clearly blessings. We don't attribute them to Allah. We don't look back and say, see, I didn't have this. Allah gave me this, Allah gave me that, and so on and so forth. It's necessary for us to be able to make progress towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't do this, that's the azab, we're not going to be moving towards Allah. One of the blessings that we have, brothers and sisters, and we need to be reminded of these days, is the blessing of the environment that God has created. The environment in which mu'mineen are on the rise. The environment in which kuffar are not the ones, the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, the enemies of Islam, are not the ones who dictate to the whole world what their culture, their religion, their thoughts, their behavior should be, and no one can do anything about it.
Those days are long gone. Today, we have an Islamic movement that is on the rise. An Islamic revolution that is on the rise. The revolution of the 12th Imam. These are realities of our conditions. There was a time that nothing of Islam was heard on any outlet. Even the nominal things that were seeming to be Islamic, for instance, recitation of the Quran, they were very minimal. They were not to be found frequently. If they were found, when they were found, it appeared Islamic, but rather it was not. For instance, you have the Saudi regime. You had the Saudi regime. Saudi regime was installed against the Muslimin. The Ottomans weren't great people. The Ottoman Empire, there was another empire that was not. But they were still fusaq, that were relying on themselves and the Muslimin, despite their fisq. But them compared to the Western colonial powers who were kuffar, the Ottomans were definitely better. Definitely, that's why the ulama in Najaf, when the British were attacking a part of the Ottoman Empire, which was Iraq, at the time Iraq was part of the Ottoman Empire, the ulama waged jihad against the British, not against the Ottomans. They never said, let's join the British against the Ottomans. Some people, unfortunately, have done that. They joined the United States against Saddam. Like, no, you don't do that. Saddam is a horrific figure. But the Americans are the fathers of that illegitimate child. The ones who brought him to power, supported him, supplied him, kept him in power, were the Americans. You don't team up with the boss. You got to be really, really dumb to do that. Unfortunately, some people fell for that, unfortunately. Those who were good believers, inshallah, Allah forgive them. They made a big mistake regarding that. The ulama at that time didn't say they weren't in good conditions. They weren't treated well by the Ottomans. They were Shia ulama. They were ulama. Generally, the Ottomans, they're emperors. They don't like people who believe that they don't have a right to rule. The ulama generally don't believe that these tyrannical regimes and these rulers that were not Islamic, were not given authority by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had the right to rule. So because of that, obviously, ulama were not treated very well. But besides that, that part of the Muslim world, along with many other parts, were not treated too well for various reasons. But the ulama never said, let's join the British and fight the Ottomans here, get independence, and then get power. No. The ulama waged war and jihad against the British. So the Muslim lands were being ruled by Muslimin, despite them being fusaq. They were, but then when the kuffar came, they used al-Saud. They used the Saud family, the House of Saud, as they call it, to defeat the Muslimin and to establish a government that is fully reliant on them and owes its legitimacy, owes its power, owes everything to the British, and therefore they are the British, the puppet of the British. So these Saudis, they published Qur'ans, they constructed Masjid al-Haram, they constructed Masjid al-Nabi, they put all these various structures up, the hotels improved, all these things happened. But for what end, for what purpose, for what objective? For the objective of deviation. They wanted Islam to be deviated to the version that these people were tasked to propagate. A version of Islam that will initially take Muslims to an extreme, seemingly an extreme of ubudiyah, an extreme of tawheed, which is not. An extreme means it's not what it needs to be. It's not an overdose of something good, which, you know, the more good you have, the better it gets. Okay, this was not an overdose of tawheed. It was a deviation of tawheed, or a deviated version of tawheed. That's what that was. A deviated version of fiqh, a deviated version of many things. That's what they established there. So although it appeared to be Islam, it's the Quran, reciters of the Quran, all these various tartil reciters that I think the various new styles that came were, at least as far as I know, they're mostly from Saudi Arabia, the jama'ah prayers, you go to these different masajid, you see the imam, the Saudis have put him in place, beautiful voice, beautiful recitation, so much Quran memorized, the whole chapter, a number of chapters perhaps, or parts of different chapters, are all being recited. It looks like Islam. What purpose does it have? What's the purpose? What's the objective? What does it serve? It serves kufr. Those were times that are long gone, though. Now, the Western power, the colonialists, the Western empires, the shayateen, are trying to deviate Islam. There is a voice to Islam. There are ulama that are speaking, and then their voice is heard. This mal'oon in London, with a turban on his head, in the name of Islam, is creating a film that supposedly looks very, with a lot of nice effects and what have you. God knows how true that is, it's what they say. About the lady Fatima al-Zahra, again, it appears to be something that is Islamic, that is Shi'i, that is the Ahlul Bayt, representing the Ahlul Bayt, speaking of the oppressions against the Ahlul Bayt, seems to be as such. So a lot of people may fall for it. What purpose does it serve? Does it serve Fatima al-Zahra? Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, could have prayed right there and then, behind the door, for Allah to destroy all those people. Our belief is clearly, if she would have prayed for that, it would have happened. She didn't. Ali ibn Abi Talib was there. He could have both prayed and he could have taken out his dhulfaqar. He was not a weak man. He wasn't forced in a physical sense. No one can force Ali ibn Abi Talib. He chose not to take the sword. Why? For Islam. Why for Islam? For what aspect of Islam? Why does that serve Islam? Isn't he the Khalifa after the Prophet? Shouldn't he take the sword to uphold this? Isn't that what these fools who want to and say and suggest that they're representing Tashayyu and Fatima al-Zahra, Amir al-Mu'minin, aren't they? Isn't this what they're trying to do? Going to the Queen of England to give them power, authority, to give them satellite channels, to give them the funds to create movies for Fatima al-Zahra, to do what? Well, it seems like what they're putting up there is like, oh, she was oppressed. She could have taken up for herself. She didn't. Why? For Islam. For what aspect of Islam? To keep Muslimin together. To keep Amir al-Mu'mineen there. In an environment where Muslimin are not fighting each other. Otherwise, Ali ibn Abi Talib could have easily taken the sword. And now in the name of Fatima al-Zahra, they're going against the purpose for which she stood behind that door. Salamullah alayha wa ruhi fidaha. Ruhi fidaha. This ruh, this entire existence is not worth the dust beneath the feet of Fatima al-Zahra. Salamullahi alayha. You're not serving her with this. You're going against her. He's doing this. These people are doing this to deviate Islam, to cause trouble. Muslimin are working together. Hamas, which is Sunni in Palestine or in Palestine, Ismail Haniyeh, may Allah protect him, this man, Sunni, Muslimin, but Sunni, that's their understanding, they're going by that. They're upholding programs for Qasim Soleimani. They say this Shia is the one who supplied us with the rockets and with the technologies to create missiles, and we have them. We have the ability to do that. Kuffar see this, they come and whisper in the ear of the Shia. Oh, this, that, the other. I saw another post the other day that some of these figures from Hamas made a mistake during the Syrian uprising. They're putting it up and then using foul language against that. Brother, if you think you're helping Islam by putting that up and saying, oh, they supported the opposition against Assad in Syria, if you think you're doing good, what are you thinking? You put up a poster for Hajj Qasim Soleimani and then you put this up. Do you know what you're doing? Do you have a clue what you're doing? Do you think Hajj Qasim didn't know? It's the same Hajj Qasim that Ismail Haniyeh said. It's not a political statement. Hajj Qasim Soleimani is the one who supplied them with this. Was he not aware? They made a mistake, even if it's that particular individual. Which, of course, they mended that mistake. These figures like Ismail Haniyeh and the others that are there. They mended it. They came back. They realized they had made a mistake. What is the objective of this? When these things are done, we're living at a time that ulama have a voice. I saw a statement, ulama of UK or ulama of London, some of the big names, had all come together, the representative of Atlas Sistani and some of the others that are in London had come together and formed a statement against what might be the outcome of this movie, suggesting that anything that causes disputes between Muslimin, fights, inner fighting between Muslimin is condemned and this should not be the case. Ulama have a voice. If ulama want to speak, they can. There was a time where there was nothing, a statement could be made in Najaf. Who's going to get it across? Now here we are in California, ulama in London, that are in the city that this man is in, that is creating this movie against Islam, in the name of Islam, against Fatimatu Zahra, in the name of Fatimatu Zahra. From that city, they issue a statement, I can receive it here. This is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A blessing. They created Daesh, they created ISIS to destroy Muslimin. Ayatollah Khamenei, in different ways through the Sepah and through other ways, encouraged, said it's a taklif to protect these people. People went from various countries and came together. The voice of Islam is heard. In Iraq, they tried to do that. Ayatollah Sistani issued a fatwa from Najaf, and the whole country is rising under Hajj Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis and his leadership. Allah bless his soul, this mujahid fi sabilillah, this shaheed, this great shaheed, spent so many years in jihad fi sabilillah until Allah granted him his wish of shahada and martyrdom. They want to do things. Kuffar want to destroy Islam. They want to deviate Islam. What happens? Islam has a voice. Islam has power. They killed these two figures. The Islamic Republic destroyed Ain al-Asad, their base over there, one of their bases in Iraq. Show them you can't just hit and run. You just hit two figures and nobody's going to do anything. No. The people who are involved with this will see the wrath of God one way or another. They will, in this world and in the hereafter, they will see that. These are blessings, brothers and sisters. These are ni'amat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have got to be thankful. We must be thankful. We complain. Those who were in the presence of Ali ibn Abi Talib, they did not recognize him. And they therefore were not thankful to Allah for this great blessing that is with them. Now people, brothers, sisters, recognize these great blessings that are the blessings of the 12th Imam that are being seen. We don't see him, unfortunately, our shortcomings. But these are the blessings of the 12th Imam. Recognize them as such. Appreciate them as such. Appreciate these great ulama, maraja, this leadership, these great commanders, these mujahideen, appreciate them. And one last step, one last part of being thankful, we said it's recognizing the blessing, recognizing that it's from Allah. And then lastly, do with it what God wants you to do. If it's money that God has given me, He has also told me, this is what I want you to spend it on. Part of it, spend on yourself. Enjoy the blessings of this world that I have given you, the halal ones. Enjoy it. I want you to. I give you the money, spend it on that as well. A meal you like, a clothing you like, a fragrance you like, a house you like, a car you like. part of it also spend in the way of Islam, spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At times, I will put you in conditions where you need to have less of what you desire and give more for my cause. That's for money. But then the blessing of these leaders, this leader, the Maraja, the great ulama, these commanders, these mujahideen, these shuhada, these are all blessings from Allah. What does God want us to do in regards to these figures? All of these form a movement led by the leader under the 12th Imam. God says, be with them. Be with them. Be part of that movement. Understand your taklif towards them. We have got to support. It's our taklif. It's not a matter of choice. If somebody wants to choose not to, okay, لَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٍ. If you're not thankful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٍ. My retribution is going to be severe. It's a choice. We all have that. But what he wants us to do, if you want to be thankful, then this is what you need to be. You need to be part of that. You cannot leave it, not think about it, not be part of it, not want to take sides. You cannot. If you do that, you have refused to do what God has said with regards to these blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. And of course, there will be people. What we have from the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in, regarding these times, is clearly this is moving towards the coming of the Imam of our time. So the movement is only going to get bigger. Whether I am part of it or not is a different story. This will reach its destination. This is the time, brothers and sisters. Don't make a mistake on that. Do not think otherwise. This is definitely moving towards the final victory of Islam. Therefore, that's going to happen. And the question is, am I going to be part of that or not? I can decide not to be part of it, or I can decide to be part of it. Otherwise, this movement will succeed. These mujahideen will succeed. These ulama will succeed. These maraja will succeed. The leader will succeed under the guidance of the 12th Imam, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. We ask Allah to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us become true and close companions of our Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping his cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins, our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us and all believers worldwide their hajat, their needs, their requests. We ask Allah to relieve us all of the pandemic that we are dealing with and has caused us not to be able to see each other as much, to spend time with each other as much, to join congregations and form congregations as much. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve us all of this and allow us and help us to be able to come together again, see each other again, and be able to form those congregations again. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.